Hello, and welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Joshua. With me today, as always, are Chris.
Hey!
And Danielle.
Hello!
If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works, but if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we choose a topic and discuss. The problem will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. We rely on your contributions to keep us sounding interesting, so go ahead and send in your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode. Today's topic is avid sports fan or would-be rap star.
All right.
Yeah, this seems really
so
easy.
This one is tailor-made for Chris.
Why? This seems easy.
I feel like to try to infuriate him.
Oh.
You guys haven't heard the parameters yet.
Okay, lay it on me.
I felt like we just did.
All right, Chris, what do you want to hear first? Which side?
I guess the would-be rapper.
Okay, would-be rapper. Every day for eternity, you have to find a group of three people or more and sing an entire and rap an entire rap in its entirety. Yeah. Beginning to end,
like,
and just start rapping.
Like freestyle, or
not your own stuff. No, not your own stuff. Something that exists.
Like something, mom spaghetti, blah 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 blah.
So that
that is some Eminem, some Lose Yourself.
This forces Chris to not only rap, but it also forces him to find three people to rap with.
Two people.
Okay, so. Here's the parameters, all right?
Oh, but I'm so white.
Three people have to be in the group.
Okay.
You have to do it from beginning to end. If any of them, if they, like, just get sick of it and leave, you just have to follow the biggest group and just keep doing it. Just following them.
This is every day?
Until you finish. Every day. And if you don't get 80% of the lyrics right, same song tomorrow. And once you've gotten at least 80%, different song. You have to switch.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And you can karaoke it. You can have your phone out for lyrics. Like, if you need the music going, whatever. It doesn't have to be just a cappella.
How do you want it?
So, yeah, I already know that Danielle can do it with some Tupac. Like, she could probably do it right now.
Yeah. I'm not going to.
And I already know that I can do it with at least one song.
Well, he can do it with at least one verse of this one Iggy Azalea song. He has trouble with the second verse.
What's okay,
if I only have to get 80% of it, I can do the entire thing.
What's rap?
What's rap?
Yeah.
What's beef?
What's for dinner?
Yeah. Like, what's sports?
That's actually a reference to a song by B.I.G., but that's cool, whatever.
Notorious!
I feel like you know what rap
do
is.
Do I? Do I?
Yes, I think you
does
do.
Does everyone? Like, what constitutes rap?
Do you have lobster tails by the palate, Chris?
What?
It's a 2 Chainz reference.
A little 2 Chainz reference for you.
Oh, I know. That's somebody I have heard of.
So you could do any of his songs.
Okay. This sucks. What's the sport? I fucking hate this.
Yeah, tell me about sports fan, because this is relevant to my interests.
All right. Sports fan is, for the rest of your life, you have to be invested in and watch 20 hours of sports a week.
God, that's a lot.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Wait, hold on. 20 hours a week.
That's almost 3 hours a day.
3 hours a day.
So that's like a game every day, really.
And you have to watch it. It's not like just put it on and go do something else. Like, you have to. You're a huge fan, so you have to watch it.
I could do that. That's easy.
And it's year-round, so you're not going to be able to stick with one sport the whole
time.
Well,
yeah, I got to find something to watch in the off-season. So, between...
The off-season of what?
Of hockey!
You like, stupid fucker. Like, of okay. course it's hockey.
Jesus Christ.
Shut your dirty mouth.
Of rapping.
Can I tell you something funny? So Joshua was home hockey? Before me today, which pretty much doesn't happen. And he was watching something on Hulu. And I was going to come in the bedroom because that's where I record. And he's like, you're going to go in the bedroom? I'm like, yeah, because, you know, I'm going to get ready to get online so we can record. And he said something effective like, well, why don't you wait out here or stay out here? Because, you know, we're not, Chris isn't ready to record yet, or he's not available, or you've got to eat your dinner or whatever. I'm like, oh, then I'm going to watch the hockey game. Never mind the fact that we own one television. He's already watching something on it. He just like looks at me like I took his puppy away. He's like, do you realize what you just said?
Because you did. Like, I was literally watching the television, and you didn't say, like, can I watch hockey game? You said, okay, I'm going to watch the hockey game.
Because it takes precedence over everything else. It's a live sporting event.
I do not feel like I was overreacting and getting
mad. You weren't overreacting. I guess I make this assumption, like, because you're always so accommodating to me, that when there's a hockey game on, that's what's on the television. You know? So, I would... Chris is just shaking his head.
So you guys know that I don't like sports. And
I know that about you.
And you also don't like rap.
I also don't... That is not true. It is not my favorite genre of music in the entire world. Lots of different
that
reasons.
That seems like...
What? An understatement?
Okay. I just feel like there's not much space between you don't like it and it's not my favorite thing. Like, okay, yeah, sports is not your favorite genre of television, but no, for that you said I don't like it.
That's no. Because and the difference between sports and rap is people who like rap, I like them. Like, they're regular people and I like them. People who like
they're
sports...
They're regular people!
Right. People who like sports just... And I realize this is a blanket statement, and I realize, like, I know a lot of people, including one-third of this podcast, that like sports, but I generally don't like them. Like, whenever they talk about sports, I'm just like, ugh, this sucks. But...
You're going to become one of those people.
Yeah. This is something you may not know about me. And the only reason why I bring this up is because you mentioned at the beginning of this episode that it was Taylor Fit for me. I secretly want to like sports. I just don't.
Why, what? Though?
Here's the
to
thing.
To be just part of a community? Or
No. I mean, no. It doesn't... No, it's not... It's not like a part of a community. Here. I've gone to parties where I don't really know anybody, and, like, you have to do small talk, and at least for me... being a guy and like when you're trying to do small talk with other men, you talk about sports. Like, it just comes up. You say something about something, like somebody mentioned something or whatever. It would be so nice just to have like the bare minimum of information about sports so that you can contribute. Otherwise, I'm just like, yeah. Like, I know all the rules to the games, but they talk about like, oh, the Falcons defense. And I'm like, yeah, Falcons, they eat rats. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
That's a bird.
They're called raptors. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know anything about, or, yeah. So obviously, I don't want to watch 3 hours of sports a day because I don't like watching sports that often, but I'm going to know a lot. I'm going to get into it. Like, you have to. If you're watching that much, you're going to get into it.
It's like
it.
When you listen to a pop song, you just start to like it even if you hate
it. Yeah, absolutely. Like, I started drinking whiskey just to try it, and after 2 months, like, I liked whiskey. Like, you just develop, you know, an affinity for it, and you're going to be able to talk to people about sports, and talking to people about sports is a lot less weird than following behind them while you sing a rap song.
So you're definitely going to sports then?
Like, I just can't. Yeah, I'm definitely going sport. Like, it's going to be, you know, I'm thinking probably like every Sunday I'm going to have to watch like 10 or 15 hours of sports
because you can't watch on weekdays.
Because I'll try and get some time in on the weekdays, but like, I'm not going to do 3 hours a day. Like, that's just not reasonable. But, wait, can I have it on?
Except, doesn't that put you in the same bad situation?
What same?
If you're at the bar and someone wants to talk about sports, they want to talk about the game that happened last night, not the game that from a week ago that you just watched this weekend.
Sure, except when no, because my experience, I mean, yes, they want to talk about like either the game that happened or the upcoming game, but really what they want to talk about is the teams or the players. They want to talk about, and so being a few days off isn't going to be that big of a deal because I'm going to be able to talk about, you know, the defense of that team or the quarterback of that team or the whatever, what's a soccer position? Front left line person? I don't know. Kicker? Goalie? That's a thing. So that's what they want to talk about.
Front left line kicker goalie.
Yeah, front left line kicker goalie.
Not a lot of teams have
it. I don't
know much
about
soccer, but I'm assuming it's set up the same as hockey. You've got D-men and you've got forwards, and then you have a goaltender. Am I right? Joshua, you probably know this stuff.
Why would I know
this? Why would Joshua know this?
Because I feel like you've watched a lot of sports with your dad.
Because we work next to a
soccer
stadium.
I do not know the positions in soccer.
Okay, fair enough.
But see, this is going to let me be...
Power forward.
Power bottom.
Power bottom. Is that a sex thing?
Yeah. That's a yeah. That's yeah. Definitely a sex thing. Anyway, so this is gonna let me I don't know, like join in on the conversation and actually be a part of it. And frankly, I'm gonna end up liking it because I'm gonna be watching fucking 20 hours of it a week.
Okay, what are your sports, Chris? What are you going to do for the year?
I don't
because you're going to have to switch a few
okay,
times during the year.
Okay, what's this? What's what current season? Oh, the Super Bowl just happened, so there's no more football.
Yeah. Football right. just ended. We
and football is only 16 weeks, so that's only going to get you about a quarter of
I'd
the
probably
year.
Do, I'd probably do football.
And basketball season right now.
Okay, so I'd probably do football because we're a football town.
Baseball will be starting up pretty soon.
Which is annoying. I would not do baseball. That is just... The
There's so
most
many games.
Baseball takes you through half the year though.
Yeah, but it's just so fucking boring.
Like you add baseball to football, and you're basically you've got your year.
I think I'd go you're soccer. Soccer is goes year round, doesn't it?
Yeah, I feel like if you watch international games, yeah. You could probably always find something with soccer.
Yeah, I think I'd probably like.
I don't know if you'd be able to find 20 hours a week worth though.
I'd probably have to get like a sports package or. I don't know. Ooh, curling?
Like a DirecTV with every channel?
Can I watch curling? That's a sport.
It's a sport.
That is a sport.
Probably wouldn't watch it.
Probably couldn't find that much of it.
Probably not that much of it. Yeah, I mean, it'd probably have to be multiple sports, just because if you're talking 20 hours a week, even... You're gonna have to have a safety sport that you can just binge watch, that there's just a shitload of content. I don't know, or start watching old games, like, you know, the first televised football game and just work your way forward from that. I mean, you'd have to.
Well,
Danielle, are you thinking sports also, Danielle?
Despite my mad rapping skills, okay, so I am
looking
at the month of February, because it is the month of February. I'm looking at the schedule for the hockey team that I follow. In the month of February...
Okay, well, she looks...
1, 2, 6, 9, 13. Okay.
I'll be honest, Chris. Mm. I was hoping to goad either of you into rapping in this episode, and I'm doing a poor job at it.
Oh, Josh, that's never
like we haven't
happen.
Even gotten to that half yet.
Well, you know,
oh, come on.
You could always rap, Joshua. Okay, I'm just gonna,
I could.
I'm going to put it out there. My team plays 14 games this month. So that 3 hours a day, that's 42 hours. That's got me covered for half of it, right? If we're doing 21 hours a week. That's just watching my team, which I follow, and I already watch every single one of their games. Right? So all I got to do is pick another
Jesus
team to
Christ.
Watch.
Jesus Christ. What? You already watch like 10 hours a week?
Yeah.
Damn.
Fucking Christ.
Yeah, more when there's more games. I mean, sometimes I work out during the time and then I'll listen to it in the radio in the car on the way and then sometimes try to catch it or rewatch it on the weekend if I missed it. But That's just...
Okay, so you don't watch 10 hours then?
Well, yeah, but I could pretty easily. This week, I've watched all three games, and there's another one on Saturday that I intend to watch. So that'll be 12 hours
well,
of hockey.
Well, you'd
week.
Have to... Your radio ones don't count because you're not watching
yeah,
them.
Yeah. So I just have to watch them when I get home.
And your workout ones don't count because you're not focused solely on the game.
Well, yeah. So I'd have to sit on the couch, and that's fine.
Ooh, what's a sport?
What's a sport?
Yeah, hammer throwing.
Yeah, can I like
flame
watch some like Highland
carrying.
Games weird shit or like what about esports?
Strong
can I watch yeah. esports? Those are things, right?
Yeah, sure. You can watch esports or poker. Sure.
Poker's not a sport.
What?
It's a game.
Why not?
It's different.
What's the difference?
Society has ruled both of those sports, so we're calling them sports.
Seriously?
It's on ESPN.
Yeah. I mean, I could even make this easy for myself and throw in sports entertainment, but I won't.
Oh, wrestling? Yeah, I was going to ask you if wrestling
is not
counts.
A sport. No, wrestling's not a sport. Wrestling's a scripted
yeah,
drama.
Yeah, I feel like
you.
In order
Thank
to be a sport,
that.
You at least need to have either objective or subjective
Judging.
Winners.
But you can watch MMA. I know you like some MMA.
Well, yeah, that's a sport.
I would watch a lot of MMA.
Do you guys...
I would watch that fucking weird Ukrainian team MMA that I saw that
oh,
video
yeah,
of.
Oh, yeah, that you showed me that screenshot of. I'm like,
holy
what the fuck is happening
a gang
right
fight?
Now?
Like, is that... What?
Yeah. It was like a 3-on-3 fucking fight, and I watched it with no sound on because Danielle was watching the hockey game, and it had subtitles.
Yeah, Danielle was watching
it was
the
just
hockey
like,
game.
At the end of every battle, at least 4 men are bloody or with broken bones. I was like, holy fuck, what's going on?
At least 17 of these 20 men have died.
Jesus. Joshua.
Yeah.
Do
Team
you
MMA.
Do you want to hear my favorite rap song right now? I was listening to it earlier today.
Yes. Do we get to hear you sing it?
No, because I don't know the lyrics. Hold
sing
on. Can I look up the
it?
Lyrics?
Lyrics. Yeah, sure.
It's Nicki Minaj.
Because you were looking at pictures of her butt
yeah,
and you were like, what
does
she actually
Nicki
sound
Minaj.
Like?
No. It's just on a, my sister and I trade, playlists of music that we think the other person would like, and she put it on there, and I do. And it was, what's the song? Oh, it's Only by Nicki Minaj. It's really good.
Okay. I'm not familiar.
You should look
with
it up.
It.
It's really good.
How does it go,
Chris? There's no way. No, there's no way. No. Because the first line mentions Drake eating her ass like a cupcake, and like, I'm just not going to... say that? Like, I just can't pull that off, you know?
Okay. I guess.
Interesting.
Yeah, she describes a menage with Lil Wayne and Drake where they eat her ass like a cupcake. that was the best you're going to get. It's a really good
All
song,
right.
though.
That was a
it's
lot.
A really good song. Anyway, no, but I'm going sports because yeah, I'm gonna be able to like talk to some people about sports. Danielle's gonna be like blah 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 hockey, and I'm gonna be like, I know what you just said, and
sports.
Like holy shit!
I love using terminology that Joshua doesn't understand. I always feel pretty good when there's something that I say that he doesn't immediately understand because he's a smart guy. And I'm
like what?
Well, you know, when I was talking about the PK the other day.
Power, no.
Penalty kill.
Kick.
Yeah, but I was mixing it up in all sorts of stuff. It's fine.
But I know what it is. I just said
I
it.
I know, but I was saying a bunch of different stuff. And at the time, you didn't know what I was talking about.
Yeah, see, you can't even think of one thing because I know everything about everything.
And then Danielle can't make fun of me when I say power forward instead or power bottom instead of power forward. Like, it's...
I'll still make fun of you.
I mean,
it's
yeah,
just a
fine.
Matter of why. So I'm going to have to find another
right,
sport,
so...
though.
Yeah, say, what are your sports, Danielle? Because we're all going sports on this,
so,
I assume. We didn't even talk
well,
about that.
Yeah, you didn't even talk at all, Joshua. What do we got between, like, April and October? Just
baseball?
Ugh.
I mean, I'm sure there are other things,
roller
but baseball.
Derby.
Yeah, I mean,
ooh, I want to watch roller derby.
Where are you finding that to
Rat
watch?
Rat City. There's roller derby.
Oh, can you go to live sporting events? Does that count?
Yeah, live
nice,
counts.
Okay.
Yeah,
there
sweet.
So, you know, I'll just start following our minor league team Or, you know, I'm not going to be a Mariners fan. That would be wrong, but I'll become a Sox fan again. I cared about baseball at one point.
What about non-professional? Can we watch?
Yeah, that's fine. It's a sport.
Like caber tossing?
No, like a...
What about competitive eating?
Ooh, yeah.
Like peewee soccer?
Can we watch, like, Little League or something? Oh, that sounded weird. But like
T-ball?
Can me, as someone with no children, go
I'm
watch
going to
children
every fucking
play
T-ball
sports?
Game.
Sir, why are you here? I need 20 hours and
so
and my TV broke.
Community service.
I'm just really into the Tigers, so, you know.
Go
Tigers!
We're running
a little bit long here, but that does remind me of this one time when we were just flipping through, like, what's happening locally? And I convinced Danielle for us to go to this, like junior figure skating.
Oh, that's right! That's right! It was
it
so
was the weirdest
boring.
Fucking thing ever.
It was so boring. But we were, you know...
It was so
we
strange.
We were getting out into the community.
I actually have a thing about figure skating. I don't... This is going to start a flame war of all of our followers.
You don't consider it a sport?
I don't count it as a sport. I don't.
Because it's too subjective?
I realize I'm fine that other people put it in that category and it is generally accepted to be in that category, but I think anything most of gymnastics in my mind is not in the category of being a sport, but that's fine, whatever. I get into a lot of fights around Olympics because of that opinion.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day it doesn't matter because it's considered a sport. And just like I can say, I don't think poker is a sport, but apparently it's considered a sport.
Right.
So there's not really an argument to be had.
Except
poker, Street Fighter, they're sports.
Street Fighter.
Fighter.
What about compete?
Yeah, like
the
Evo?
Can you here? Question: can you substitute watching sports with competing in sports?
Ooh,
like
yeah.
If I joined an intramural soccer team.
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's not the same as being an avid sports fan.
But I'm.
Well, you like sports. It's just the sport you're doing.
I can't think of.
No,
I can't
no,
think of any
different.
Way to watch a sport more intently than by playing it. God
no, that
it.
Doesn't count.
That's fine. I don't like playing sports anyway, so that's not a huge loss. Yeah, I'm going sports. Gonna watch me some sports, and then gonna talk about sports with people. I'm gonna be like, Chris, you're so smart and such a good conversationalist. I'd be like, yeah, because sports.
Sports.
Yeah.
And Danielle, you're going the same
way? Yeah. Well, you should have known what I was going to pick because I'm halfway there already.
And I am going the same
Ooh,
way as
Josh.
Well.
I'm just going to hang out
sports.
With your dad a lot more.
You want to get together and like talk about sports?
Afterwards, can we rap?
Maybe
can
we
rap
could
about
rap
sports?
While talking about sports.
About sports? We could turn the Huey Lewis and the News album Sports into a rap.
Oh, yeah. See? That is a task worth doing.
Oh, God. Only if I can... I'll be Huey Lewis, you be the News.
Okay, okay. That's fair. I will rap some saxophone.
I'm just saying, my goalie, right there, he's my homepage, and then when I log in, you can see a jersey right on my... Right in my, yeah,
okay,
there you go.
Okay, before this goes any further, we're shutting
yeah,
this shit down.
By jersey, do you mean
sports.
Your urethra?
All right.
Thanks for listening to another episode of This
Competitive
or That.
Competitive urethra this poking.
Oh, God.
This week. Are you guys both still recording?
Yes.
Okay, I don't think we should cut this
absolutely not. Competitive urethra poking. Like, that's some new hashtag level right there.
You know, that's what I'm about.
Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week, we discussed rapid sports. Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at trtpodcast. You can even drop by our Facebook page and say hi. Have a great idea for a topic? Send us an email, and don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout-out. So Chris can rap you a shout-out.
What?
If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.